And just let your awareness come in with your breath into your body, deep in. And let any tension, any thoughts, just release with your exhale, softly. And make space inside for your relaxation, for your being in the now. Moving your awareness into your body, into the soft part of your heart in the center, so that your breath begins to come in and out of your heart. So that you allow yourself to feel the love in the room, the family around you, the people that you don't know that you know. Letting yourself just be relaxed, receptive, and aware in these few moments of the love and the gifts that are here for you.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I face a group of beautiful souls today, many of whom have not seen this live. And so I say some of the same things I always do. You notice that the space between the introduction and the channeling is short, that there's no preparation for the cellular structure to receive the higher self and me, like it has been in the past. And there are those who would say that it needs to be so, not understanding what has happened with my partner. I'll say it yet again, a meld has taken place where there does not have to be a yin and a yang, one is human, one is spiritual. The meld is that spirit wants to be closer to your consciousness. The higher self wants to build a bridge to your innate. All of these things, so that you might carry around the ability to move into a state of awareness instantly and out again. In the past, your own cellular structure carried an energy, an old one, which was far lower than the potential is today. And in that past, it was necessary for a human being to prepare themselves very carefully to receive that which you are looking at today. Channeling must be discerned in its validity. If you've come and you don't believe it, and you're folding your arms and you're looking at this today, you'll say, nothing has changed, it's the man in the chair. If you're one who discerns energy and sees things with quantum eyes, which most old souls can, you'll know the energy has shifted. You'll hear truth because it is compassionate, because it is caring, because it never asks you to do things you wouldn't normally do, because it resounds with the feeling of family. The truth is that your cellular structure is now so much more able to carry a higher vibration than ever before. For decades, for eons, you have slogged through a situation where the dark and the light on the planet was different than it is today. You literally carried expectations of failure because you had been here and done this so many times, and it was so difficult. And part of the new process of the new normal that we teach is changing the expectations. Hence the affirmations Affirmations today are more important than they were in the old energy because they posture that which is possible instead of expecting that which you think is not. And as yourselves hear you talk about the glorious things that your cellular structure knows you can be, it then cooperates. We gave you the chapter and the verse of how this works. We gave you the minutiae in the last weeks of how this works. We ask you to examine homeopathy, where you have a tincture of practically nothing, a remedy of parts per million that are too small to be detected by instruments that you put into your body under the tongue and give it a signal, an affirmation of healing. And the body heals. We told you that millions of those on this planet depend on this system far more than your culture does. And they believe it. Dear ones, this is an example exactly of what I'm speaking of. Think of the homeopathy cure, the remedy, the tincture, as an affirmation for the body. It's chemical. Yours is verbal. Starting to show and tell the cells of your body that you are beyond what it used to be. And part of that beyondness is a meld with spirit that means that you can flip back and forth into the most profound spiritual information of your life. On the spot, your intuition will come to you, so you'll say the right things, know the right things, know which way to turn, which way not to turn. Know what's next. Know when to be quiet. Know when not to make a decision. And it's going to be so intuitive. Dear ones, there's no reason to slog through these things, to wring your hands, to call those and ask them for advice, when you've got the master inside. This is what's taught today, and I'm not the only one to teach it. The very indigenous of the planet foretold it, a higher consciousness after the precession of the equinoxes. They even gave you the number of years you had where it would be enhanced. All of these things are being taught. It is the reason I'm here, to tell you about a planet that is different, but a human who is really different. There's some other things we'd like you to put together. Do you know what the human Merkaba is? Merkaba. The Hebrew terminology, which means to ride, derived from the ascension of Elijah. It is a description of an enormous field that is sacred and invisible around each of you, filled with information, beauty, energy. It has been studied in the patterning of it, the sacred geometry of it. Those who can see it and draw it know what it contains. It's 8 meters wide, 26 feet. And it means that each of you are sitting in the other's Merkaba. Now, if that is true, there is an interface of everyone to everyone in this room. And it's physical. That means you're connected. On a linear scale, you might want to draw a line from you to every other human in the room, including the man in the chair. Now, if that's so, let me ask you, do you understand how synchronicity might work? Because everyone here is connected to everyone here. Now, if you believe this and it's not too much for you, you can start to expand it to the soul level. The higher self of the individual is partly in you and partly on the other side of the veil. The higher part of it is a vibrating higher part. It is the peace of God inside you. And if it is true that part of it is on the other side of the veil, it means that it is resounding to every other human on the planet. Suddenly, the lines that you draw between you and this room, you must now draw to every other person on the planet. When something beautiful happens, you can celebrate it across the entire planet. When a sorrowful thing happens, you have the empathy and you feel it on the other side of the planet. The empathy for both positive and negative things on this planet is starting to grow exponentially, and that is why there'll come a time when you'll never kill another human on purpose. That's why we say you'll have the end of war, which is an old energy perception that is only a survival mode for an ancient time. That happens because of the connection, and that happens because the connection is being enhanced. There are still those of very low energy on the planet, still in survival mode, still trying to get their way, who have no concept of this empathy. And it's the empathy that will eventually wipe out those who don't understand it or have it at all. In other words, love will prevail. You are starting only to see that now. It is the beginning of a new era. The astrology you heard today pinpoints that. Let me give you another phrase. There's no more fence sitting. You're either with them or you're against them. Now, we're talking about the light of the planet. Old soul, you wouldn't be in the room or listening to this unless you were with it. Understand that this army, if you want to call it that, of light is growing also exponentially, and it doesn't necessarily those who believe in what you believe. We're talking about common sense. We're talking about decency. We're talking about love. And you don't have to be enlightened to know about love. That's what's happening. But your light on this planet right now is creating this. It's the engine for the rest of them. That's why you sit here. That's why you listen to these channels, because you can feel it. That's why perhaps you'll temper your words to be a little different than before, so as not to offend. To understand that whoever is standing in front of you, no matter what you disagree with or agree with, they are a creature just like you, with a soul that is made from love. You can talk to the ancients and say, how did they do it? They said, you look for God in everybody first. Your adversary comes at you, and the first thing you do is say, where is God inside? And it tempers what you say, how you say it. And I'll tell you something. No matter who it is who comes at you, will change because of it. Dear ones, this is the teaching past 2012. If you look hard enough, you'll find that teaching way before 2012. But nobody was listening like they are today. That's the difference. A planet whose ears metaphorically, awareness metaphorically, are far, far greater than they ever were before. You see the things that are happening around the world and you cry for them. You feel for them. At the same time, it increases the compassion of the planet and understands what you don't want in the future ever. It sets resolves. It changes governments. It moves things like it's never moved before. The things that are happening in Turkey right now are literally caused from what happened in Turkey a little while back. People are deciding to get off the fence. They don't want it the way it used to be. They don't want the same old anymore. And the old souls of this planet in their countenance and in their love, even as you sit there as an observer, you change reality. I'll close with this. The statement that I just made is extremely metaphysical. Even as the observer, you change reality. Now, at your leisure, go talk to a physicist about that statement and see if there's anything physical that person will tell you in what they've discovered about the laws of quantum physics. The laws of quantum physics say the observer carries as much energy as the reality of it. Just by observing something, you can change it. Welcome to the way things work, dear human, because you're now approaching mastery where you're really going to have control of it. That's all for now. And so it is.